Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, In the Days of Noah and Sodom. This is what Jesus was telling his apostles in Luke 17, verses 26 to 30. As it was in Noah's day, so will it also be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating and drinking, marrying wives and husbands, right up to the day Noah went into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. It will be the same as it was in Lot's day. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building, but the day Lot left Sodom, God rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and it destroyed them all. It will be the same when the day comes for the Son of Man to be revealed. Noah and Lot were two men who were righteous in the eyes of God. They loved God with all their heart and soul. They obeyed God's word and had great faith in Him, and lived their lives according to His word. God gave Noah a prophecy that there would be a great flood that would destroy all living creatures on the planet. He told Noah to build an ark so that he and his family, two creatures from each species in the animal kingdom, and anyone else that believed in his prophecy could survive the coming flood. No one except Noah and his family believed that an event of such proportion could happen. The people laughed at Noah and ridiculed him for believing that such a thing could happen. No one except Noah and his family, along with the creatures that were on the ark, were saved. There's a time of great distress that is coming. Jesus warns us that the same thing is going to happen before His return to earth to save man, before man completely destroys himself. Before His return, though, there will be a series of events unseen by any man going back to the beginning of time. These events will be devastating to those who are not faithful to God. People keep on living as if these events will not take place in their lifetime, or not at all. History does repeat itself, and God's word does not change. It will happen just as it is written. This world is so full of evil that if God removed His Spirit from this earth, mankind would be destroyed just as the people of Sodom were. We are so close to World War III that it seems to be looming just around the corner. With all the high-tech weapons and this nuclear age, it's just a matter of time before this planet starts to see destruction and suffering that has never been seen before. Build up your faith. It's important to build up your faith in God and not to go on living by the way of the world. The people did not believe in what Noah was trying to warn them about, and all the men, women, and children were destroyed. God gave the people plenty of time to repent of their sins and follow His word to salvation, but they refused. It's all going to happen because of man's rebellion against God, our Creator, and the law of the universe. This society has become a lawless society. It wants to please the flesh with its self-indulgence. This society is lacking in spiritual and moral values. People try to fill that void that is within themselves with things of the world and not the Spirit of God. That is why there is so much darkness in the world. We need God to save us from self-destruction, and it can happen through His blessed Son, Jesus Christ. Call on God to save you. Don't be like the people of Noah's day or the ones that were destroyed in Sodom. Save yourself and your family by turning your life over to God. You won't regret it. May God bless you and fill you with His divine love.